City Council is excited about Carpair Canada's proposed redevelopment plan for the former Valley View Centre site, calling it a generational-type project, and a legacy development, for years to come. During a recent executive committee meeting, Council heard from Alan Wallace, with consulting firm Wallace Insights, and Carpair representatives Raymond Cho, Chief Operating Officer, and Terry Tien, Regional Manager. After the presentation, members gave their thoughts about the project. Having worked on this project for over 2 years, Richmond, BC-based Carpair likely knows that Waccamaw Valley is sacred to residents, Mayor Clive Tolley said. There is usually immediate opposition whenever area development is discussed. Residents vehemently opposed a proposed housing project near 7th Avenue Southwest in 2020. Having looked at the plans and read the reports, it's evident that Carpair's project is not in the valley itself, he continued. The initiative would have no fences, connect to existing pathways, and be set back from the valley proper. I agree. Waccamaw Valley is as valuable to Carpair as it is to anybody in Moose Jaw, said Wallace. It is the reason Carpair invested in the site in the first place. The very last thing it would ever want to do is harm the valley or take away from its value. The prospective development is set closer to Highway 2 so the area near the valley could be naturalized, he continued. This would ensure people don't see tall buildings in the valley, they would have to reach the top to see anything. The public will have many opportunities to acquire information about the project, ask questions and provide input about the concept plan, especially when there are zoning changes and when Carpair provides updates to council, Wallace said. We're not done by a long shot. We're right at the beginning, he added. This is absolutely a generational type project. Indeed, it's going to be a large input from Carpair, said Cowan. Jamie Logan. If and when it's completed, it's going to be a huge asset to the city of Moose Jaw. It will really help in attracting families that want to live and work here, or perhaps live and work remotely. So, I'm excited to see it come to fruition. If residents are interested or concerned in the proposed redevelopment, they should read all the studies and reports to see how much work the company has done over the past 2 years and how this is not a haphazard initiative, Logan added. Click here for the council report about the concept plan, here for the actual infill redevelopment concept plan, here for the mixed-use plan, here for the environmental assessment, here for the infrastructure servicing plan, here for the traffic impact assessment, and here for a concern from a resident. Carpair will repair or replace some of the infrastructure on the Valley View site, and once that happens, it will turn over everything to the city, Wallace told Cowan. Heather Eby. The upgraded infrastructure will meet the municipality's standards since Carpair does not want to hand over anything that's a liability, while it should meet the warranty period. As sections of the development are constructed, that taxation becomes revenue for Moose Jaw, said Eby. Meanwhile, she agreed that this project is generational, suggesting it will be a legacy development for generations to come. And I think that's really exciting, she continued, noting Carpair's environmental reports show the project will not affect any protected wildlife or ecologically sensitive areas, which concerns some people. This proposed development is also different from the one suggested near the 7th Avenue Southwest Bridge in 2020, Eby added. The latter would have been in an undeveloped area that residents wanted to protect, while Carpair's project is on top of the valley that the public already accesses.